This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Me now, the op-ed writer behind a hard-hitting editorial saying that Donald Trump is gaslighting America. Can you explain what that is and why your op-ed struck such a nerve?
It's a form of psychological abuse where the victim is manipulated to doubt their own sanity.
For people who aren't familiar with the nomenclature of social media, what is gaslighting, and how in your view, are we being gaslit?
That's a complicated term. I believe it comes from an old movie.
This is amazing. They are trying to gaslight the entire nation. They are trying to attempting a Jedi mind trick.
He basically, he tried to gaslight. He tried to, like, Men in Black it.
Classic abusive behavior. He gaslights and he deflects.
Explain what gaslight means.
It means when a victim feels a certain way and you say your perception of reality is simply not true.
All I have today are questions. Is this all accidental? Is Trump gaslighting us? Does he know what gaslighting means?
Oh, yeah, he knows exactly what it means. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Is Trump gaslighting the media? Yeah, he is. He's gaslighting the media. He's gaslighting everybody. And you guys still don't get it. You're even talking about how you're being gaslighted, but you just allow it to happen because you're a bunch of dopes. Really, every day is, I got to tell you, it's like I've said on the show the last few days, it's Christmas. It's every day is Christmas, and you get everything you asked for and more. All right, so let me explain to you what happened yesterday in this ongoing saga of the of Trump gaslighting the media and everyone else. So the acting attorney general of the United States decides yesterday, makes a big announcement that she isn't going to defend the Trump executive order. It's outrageous. I mean, it's really, when you think about it, outrageous to think that, you know, an acting attorney general is not going to adhere to the law. Really? Are you kidding me right now? It's outrageous. It is akin to, I think, treason at the very least. It's you're not doing your job. You're not following orders. I mean, it's not about your personal opinion. So, of course, President Trump replaced acting U.S. Attorney General Sally Yates on Monday evening after she criticized his executive order on immigration. The White House announced the move in a scathing statement, calling Yates weak on borders and very weak on illegal immigration. Of course, Yates had been appointed Deputy Attorney General by former President Obama last January. Here's what the statement said by the White House. The acting Attorney General, Sal Yates, has betrayed the Department of Justice for refusing to enforce a legal order designed to protect the citizens of the United States. Yates had directed the Justice Department earlier Monday not to defend the executive order, which halted immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries and suspended the United States admittance for refugees for 120 days. At present, this is her statement, I am not convinced that the defense of the executive order is consistent with those responsibilities, nor am I convinced that the executive order is lawful. Well, it's not up to you to make that determination. It's an executive order. Therefore, it's the law of the land. Regardless of if you are a political hack appointed by Barack Obama. Tonight, President Trump relieved Ms. Yates of her duties and subsequently named Dana Bonte, I think I'm pronouncing it right, I don't know, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia, to serve as acting Attorney General until Senator Jeff Sessions is finally confirmed by the Senate, where he is being wrongly held up by Democrat senators for strictly political reasons. Read the White House statement. Bonte, 29-year veteran of the Justice Department, was also appointed by Obama. A spokesman for the administration told reporters Monday evening that Bonte had been sworn in as acting attorney general at 9 p.m., just 15 minutes before the White House announced his appointment. I'm honored to serve President Trump in this role until Senator Sessions is confirmed. I will defend and enforce the laws of our country to ensure that our people and our nation are protected. Okay. I mean, it's outrageous to think that an acting attorney general would not comply with an order from the President of the United States. It's an executive order. It's the law of the land. There is no ifs, ands, or buts here. It's what you do. It's your job. It's like if you are the police chief, and you decide that because of your religious beliefs or whatever, you decide that you're not going to enforce the law. Okay, fine. Didn't we just go through this? Didn't we just go through this? Or do you remember how the left freaked out over, what was the name of that woman who didn't want to perform the gay marriages? You remember that? There was, and I forget where that jurisdiction was. The woman, she didn't want to perform gay marriages. And remember how the left was outraged by it. My God, you're not supposed to interject your own personal religious beliefs and feelings into it. You're supposed to do your job. Do your job. Aren't we told that by the left? Isn't that the same thing that's going on here? Really, it's just the hypocrisy is stunning by the left. I mean, you're the acting attorney general. You're not supposed to put in your personal feelings in it. You have a job to do, regardless of how you feel about the law. Or else you shouldn't do your job. Isn't that what we just went through? Oh, what was that woman's name a few months ago? Okay, I can't. The name escapes me right now. But she was. Oh, it was in Kentucky. That's right. It was in Kentucky, and it was shortly after the gay marriage deal came down, and she refused to grant licenses, marriage licenses to couples in Kentucky. Remember that? And you remember what happened? Remember what the left said? So say, how is this any different? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When you feel down and out,
Edward Woodson Show.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So, I think that the Trump administration is purposely overwhelming the media and the left by doing what he's doing. I mean, it seems as though Trump's been president for 6 months now, okay? And what, this is, it's what, day 11 here? of the Trump presidency, right? And I think that he's overwhelming them. He's overwhelming them psychologically. He is indeed gaslighting them. I want to point you out to this was McClatchy today. Fate of Trump's order will lie in the courts. President Donald Trump's controversial executive order restricting refugee admissions is now facing broad new legal challenges with the filing Monday of multiple far-reaching lawsuits possibly destined for the Supreme Court. Oh, really? The Supreme Court? Wow, that sounds pretty official there. Five different federal courts have already weighed in, each targeting part of the order. Now, this is the best part. On Monday, the Council on American-Islamic Relations challenged the entire order in federal court in Northern Virginia. Although filed on behalf of named individuals, including Sacramento, California resident Basim El-Raqqa, the 35-page CARE lawsuit casts a wider net. And, of course, it's the usual suspects, CARE, which has been designated a terrorist organization by our own State Department, yeah, and American Civil Liberties, right, all those. The fact is that this has been clearly settled by courts, and it's not going to win any challenges. It's not going to go to the Supreme Court, okay? Stop. Courts aren't even going to hear it. Okay, but the media, you see, they would have you believe, oh, this is illegal, it's all illegal. Nothing could be further from the truth. I want to direct you to this soundbite I have. This is Jonathan Turley this morning. He's the law professor, and by the way, he's a Democrat. Very liberal Democrat. Supported Hillary Clinton. He's the law professor from George Washington University. He's considered the foremost authority in terms of constitutional law. Listen to what he said about, number one, the media was so outraged yesterday comparing this to the Saturday night massacre with Richard Nixon firing of Archibald Cox, the attorney general at the time. Having to do with Watergate. And of course the media just thought it was wonderful. Because, you know, they hate Trump. They just hate him. So anything that is contra Trump, they love. But here's Jonathan Turley talking about the legal aspect of this, okay? I want you to listen.
It really is time for you to grow up. Jonathan Turley, now let's go to the larger point. Did the White House, did the administration have a right to replace an acting Justice Department official that would not enact their order?
They absolutely had that right. There's no question at all about that. This is a very curious move by the former acting attorney general in some respects. As you know, I think that this executive order was a terrible mistake. I said that seconds after
right.
It was signed. But on the constitutional basis, the law favors Trump on the constitutionality.
Well, Jonathan,
What?
Going to ask you, because yesterday we had this discussion, and I was asleep for only half of my two constitutional law classes in law school, and this does seem like this will not be overturned by courts. There may be parts that are modified here
That's
and
right.
there, but it's not going to be overturned. So the second she said she wasn't going to enforce this, this did seem, did it not, to be a political decision on her part, which certainly was within
She's a political hack. And to all the people in the media that have talked about how, oh, you know, none of these people are political that are at the top levels of agencies. They're not political. I mean, so stupid.
All right, but a curious decision for a Justice Department official to make.
I don't thought was very odd. I don't know what her motivations were. But on the constitutional side, it favors him. On the statutory side, there's an argument under a 1965 law. But there's compelling arguments on the other side supporting the president. That's not the type of circumstance where the head of an agency tells all of the lawyers in the Justice Department not to assist the president of the United States. This is the same Justice Department that just last year was defending President Obama in arguing for unilateral authority, saying that judges should not second-guess the president on immigration. It's the same Justice Department that defended the so-called torture program. It's very inconsistent. And on top of that, in her letter, she bases it in part upon statements that she refers to, presumably by President Trump on the campaign and Rudy Giuliani, about the motivation behind this executive order. There's a long-standing policy of the Justice Department in cases that I've been chief defense counsel on, where they argue that that type of motivational evidence is completely immaterial. They have a long-standing position on that. What the president said on the campaign trail will not be viewed at all relevant by the court as to what is the legality of this executive order. His intent could have changed, or the people that drafted it could have had a different intent. So the whole letter was rather curious, as you say. Right. And yes, he had the right to fire her.
He certainly did. And, you know, Mike Barnicle.
Bottom line is he has every right to fire her. Again, it's outrageous that she would say and tell all the lawyers at the Justice Department, hey, don't enforce the law. That's insanity. And yet today, you know, the media is applauding it. Applauding it. Lauding her as being brave for standing up to Trump. Even though it has no basis in fact whatsoever. It's this parallel universe that we live in. Where, you know, it's okay for the acting attorney general to defy the president. No, you get fired for that. And she was fired, summarily fired, taken out back and shot. Okay, no, I mean, you just can't do this. And it was based on her, she had, among her statements, she talked about her she felt this moral imperative. Morality has nothing to do with you following the law. And the media does a disservice to everyone. And I'll explain why when I come back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. Pack in the wind. That'll mean that's a sin.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. Remember the scandal years ago, not that long ago, where liberals all joined together to protest the name of the Redskins. Remember that? Now, this is near and dear to me because I'm from D.C. I've said this many times on the show, and I'm a big Redskin fan. So, that being said, I have to tell you, wait, you know, hold on a second, because I'm still battling this horrible cough, so excuse me here. All right, sorry about that. I had the cough. So you remember how the media and liberals were outraged about the Redskins and their name and how it was so racist. And yet, strange thing happened. When they interviewed actual Native American Indians, when they actually interviewed Native Americans, they said that they weren't offended at all. In fact, like 98% of all Native Americans that were interviewed and asked about it said that they weren't offended at all. This is a perfect example of how the media and the left, feign outrage over something that isn't even outrageous or controversial or anything, really. And they do this all the time. In fact, are they maybe gaslighting us? Anyway, I bring this up because in the last couple days now, we have seen several Muslims who aren't at all offended by this. They, of this temporary pause, they don't think it's a big deal at all. Case in point, one of the Iraqi refugees that was detained at JFK, when interviewed outside by MSNBC, this is great, because the man's name is Hamid Zahid Darwish, and I hope I didn't totally blotch that. Anyway, in a somewhat humorous moment at JFK Airport in New York, this Iraqi refugee, who they had an impromptu press conference with two New York Democrats, Nadia Velasquez and Jerry Nader. Okay, I want you to listen when he's asked about how he feels and about how he feels about Donald Trump. Listen to what he says. This guy. This reminds me of the Redskins.
Came out, he not only praised the country, he also had some nice things to say about President Trump. Let's hear them.
I like him, but I don't know. This is a policy, I don't know. He's a president, and I'm a normal person. When I came here, they said no, and they treat me out.
Cue the outrage. Cue the outrage. He wasn't really pissed off at all, and actually says he likes Donald Trump. Says he likes Donald Trump. Huh. Interesting. Here's another example. This was today on Fox and Friends. I want you to listen to this. Okay? Just yet another example of the media and how they are completely...
Shockwaves and chaos. Mainstream media loudly denouncing President Trump's immigration order.
Well, our next guest is a Muslim woman who supports the president's extreme vetting and says that she is not the only one. Joining us now is a physician and the author of In the Land of Invisible Women. There's her book right there. Her name is Dr. Kanta Ahmed. Thank you so much for being with us.
Good morning.
As a Muslim, do most Muslims support Donald Trump's decision to do extreme vetting?
I think it's complex. I think a lot of Muslims around the world are afraid, but many of us, especially opposed to radical Islam, are welcoming it. We don't want to prohibit refugees here from ever. We, as Americans, want to help those in need, but we do think we have to make assessments based on the regions that are identified. Libya, the third front of ISIS. Somalia, beyond failed. Its own government cannot travel outside its capital, let alone govern it. Iraq, we're fighting ISIS, but special exception must be made for Iraqis helping U.S. forces. So we see it as very pragmatic. Muslim minorities that are persecuted badly in Pakistan and other places were thrilled that this draft wording includes penalizing those that commit honor violence or persecution of minorities. A lot of Muslims are subject to that. So I think there is a positive feeling.
In Syria, we see
that blows the whole narrative there. Again, it's like the whole Redskin deal. Same thing. Same thing. They just take on a cause. They run with it. The media runs with it. And when you ask the actual Native Americans, are you offended by the Redskin name? They said, no, actually, no, we like it. It's something that we think honors Native Americans. Huh. What? What are you talking about? You're supposed to be outraged. You're supposed to be outraged. See, Muslims know, too, that women are persecuted. Gays are persecuted. This is what I don't understand about the left. They never protest against the basic tenets of Islam. They're so concerned about social justice, but yet they don't care really about social justice for actual, you know, Muslims. It's amazing. Again, in fact, the majority of Americans actually support this temporary ban. And let me add this. It's a temporary ban. We're talking, it's a 90-day ban. It's less than Barack Obama's six-month ban. Okay? So I don't get their outrage. I don't get it. They're outraged exactly by what? Because it's a temporary ban. And the refugee program, 120 days. Okay. Seems reasonable to me. And by the way, I just, again, don't get it. Don't get it. Okay? Really. It just doesn't make any sense. And I guess in terms of social justice, if you aren't on my team, then you must be wrong. Right? That's how it works. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthescent.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
worldwide be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. Well, true to his word, for my progressive friends who think our new president is Hitler, Trump has announced that he'll keep Obama's LGBTQZ workplace protections in place. And here to discuss Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News out of Washington. Ellen, how are you?
Well, as I said to you, it is not Trump that's anti-gay. It's Mr. Pence.
Well, I don't think he's the president, last I checked.
Yeah, he isn't. But the big news, of course, is today or tonight at prime time, the president is going to announce who his nomination is for the Supreme Court. Now, a lot of people are guessing that it is going to be William Pryor, who sits on the same court as his sister. However,
I don't think it's going to be William Pryor.
Well, a lot of people think it's going to be Gorsuch, I think I'm pronouncing.
Yes, Gorsuch. I've heard Gorsuch and also, what is it, Hardiman?
Right, that's the other person.
Right.
There's three of them. Thomas Hardiman, he's the Third Circuit. He sits in Pittsburgh. Who's in medieval city? I don't know. I'm from Cleveland.
Oh, that's right. That's your big rival there, Pittsburgh, Cleveland.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh. That and Cincinnati, man. We don't
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, look, I'm hearing that it could be, I hear it's down to two. This is my sources are telling me it's either Hardiman or Gorsuch.
It is down to two, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too, as well. Well, we'll see. The question is going
to
be.
And he brought his people to Washington, D.C., the top two.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting. I don't get that, Ellen. What's the point of that? Is he going to do some kind of, like, face-off between the two? Are they going to put on the gloves?
I have no idea, but it's Gorsuch and Hardiman that are going to be tonight. Now, I don't know whether he's going to say, well, I considered these two and I'm going with this one. We just don't know, and this is a president that likes surprise and likes the theater, and we're going to expect it tonight. Now, one thing, I know you're always expecting me to go after President Trump, but
no.
He met with the drug companies today. And we are very, even us lefty loonies, are very, very appreciative of that. You know, the drug prices in the United States are way too high, and they make, it is really not fair to people, and President Trump met with them, and we're delighted that he did that.
And well, look, I think that this is
Yes?
Go ahead. No, I think this is, look, I think that this is a very, very bipartisan issue. I think that most people would agree that, you know, we're getting raped by the by Big Pharma, okay? I mean,
well,
I think everybody would agree.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I was just in Grenada over the weekend where I have two students entering medical school from South Sudan, and I will tell you that you can pretty much buy anything at the pharmacies there, and it's like a tenth the price.
Sure. Well, anywhere you go, pretty much anywhere you go. You go to Canada, you go to Mexico, you go pretty much anywhere. I mean, that's just the way it is. And the question has to be asked, well, why are we paying so much money? I mean, I think, again, this is something. And look, you know, look, I think we have to also kind of recalibrate how we view Donald Trump. And I've said this to you, and you and I have talked about this many times. Donald Trump is not a Republican. Donald Trump is not a conservative. Donald Trump is he's an independent candidate, and I don't think, I mean, not candidate, I'm sorry, an independent president.
President.
And he's probably our first he's our first independent president. We need to recognize that he's not a Republican in the traditional sense of what we think of Republicans.
Well, so, I have to say this. It's interesting. And one of our staff people who's not enthralled with, but he's stopped calling his right twice a day, said to me, I said, what are the Democrats doing avoiding the hearings? That's just not proper. That's not what they're paid to do. That's not what they should be doing for the cabinet officers. And this particular staff member said to me, well, they're trying to be the liberal part of the liberal wing of the, or the liberal Tea Party. And they're absolutely wrong. You don't, you are paid by the taxpayers to go to these hearings.
And I think that that's laughable that they are the Tea Party wing, because you know they're going to try to do that, right? They're going to try. You've heard.
Well, it's crazy, and they're not going to succeed. Number one,
no.
And two, you know. Again, they are paid by the taxpayers to do their job. Their job is to go to the hearings. They don't have to vote for them, but they have to go to the hearings. And I'm just outraged by it, frankly.
I'm outraged by it as well. And I think that also carries over to this woman, Sally Yates, that was fired last night. Well, I mean, what was she thinking? You know, I mean, I don't understand this. You're the acting attorney general. Your job is to enforce the law, regardless of how you feel about it. If anything,
right,
she should have resigned.
The law was something different. She believed that he was breaking the law.
Well, then she should have resigned in protest. I mean, you know.
Well, I don't know whether she should have resigned or not, but, well, first of all, we do know that there were parts of the law, like the green card people, that they didn't vet or think clearly enough about.
Yeah, but that was taken care of. That was taken care of immediately, and you know, and that was rectified.
Well, I hope that what this shows the people in the White House is that you do have to vet executive orders in various departments before you make them, because you don't want to make mistakes. I don't care whether you're pro Trump or against Trump or whatever. The rollout of this executive order was not done in the best way it could have been done.
Well, no, I disagree, Alan. I think it was. I think it was done purposely for that reason I think it's to shock and awe the media and everyone else. I think it was done quite purposely to sow confusion. I think that's part of the plan, frankly.
Really? Well,
yeah,
I just don't think sowing confusion is what we want to do right now. I think we want to calm the water.
No, I think that they like confusion. No, I disagree. Again, you're thinking of this in a traditional way, and I think you kind of have to think outside, and I hate using this term, outside of the box. But I think that, I think this is done purposely that way, because I think they want to overwhelm everyone psychologically, and then they can pull back
later.
Well,
that's interesting. I have to say this. It was very, very top flight what they did today. And that is that Mrs. Pence's the press secretary went down and introduced herself to all the press this afternoon. I thought that was very classy.
Interesting.
Very classy.
Interesting, Ellen. Doesn't it seem like Trump's been president now for 6 months?
No. It only seems to 10 days. We got a long way to go. There's a lot to be done. And we'll take it day by day and see what he does. Just like we had to do with Obama-Lama.
Except for it's like Christmas every day, Ellen.
Well, I know you think it's like Christmas.
It's like Christmas
I'm
every day,
looking at
and I got a pony.
He does. Like today he did I cannot thank him enough for meeting with the drug companies. That was absolutely the right thing to do.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. And I'm sure that Big Pharma right now is kind of freaking out about it. And again, that's the great thing about really Trump is I don't think he's not ideological. Look, you know, he met with the leaders of the unions last week. They loved him. You know, I tell you, the Democrat Party is in major, major freefall, and they are in. This is a problem for the Democrats, frankly, because you know, Trump's going after these traditional bases of the Democrat Party and winning them over, frankly. And I think
well, he went with some of the unions that had supported him. He didn't go with the unions that didn't support him.
Well Richard Trumka came out and said specifically that he supports Trump and what he's doing, and I can't think of anyone who's been more supportive of, for instance, Obama and big labor than Richard Trumka. So.
No, but Trump is a politician like everybody else.
Aren't they all? Aren't they all, Ellen?
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. All right, well, anything that we should be looking for this week?
Well, I think the main thing to be looking for this week, first of all, we have to look for, are his people going to get through? And I think all of them are going to get through. And two, we have to look at the Supreme Court tonight.
All right, Ellen. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. We'll be right back. I got to take a quick break. The madness and the mayhem return in a moment. Do not go anywhere.
For tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.